Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
I'm gonna get rid of this thing. It's good to see everyone here, in person.
实在是非常高兴在这里边能够面对面的见到弟兄姐妹们。
You know, we've certainly missed the saints here in Seattle.
我们实在是非常想念在西雅图的弟兄姐妹们。
And I hope that all of you have been well in this past year.
我实在是盼望着在过去一年当中弟兄姐妹们都一切的都安好。
Like me, I'm sure you're living by the Lord's grace day by day.
我实在是知道弟兄姐妹们每一天都靠着神的恩典生活。
And I hope we're learning the lessons that the Lord is teaching us in these times.
我们盼望着在这个时代当中我们学到主要我们学的功课。
Today I want to share with you guys, on this theme of how our God is an unchanging God, how He is the same God.
今天我愿意和弟兄姐妹们分享这样一个主题，就是我们的神是永远不变，他是一样的。
And this is actually a name of God, how He is called the same.
这个一样是实际上是名字，神的名字之一。
And I was reading through the book of Isaiah several months ago and stumbled across this verse which caught my attention.
在几个月之前我在读以赛亚书的时候遇见了这节经文，它抓住了我的。
And it's found in Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 16.
是在以赛亚书第37章16节。
And I'm going to read from the Darby version, because it's only in the Darby version or the older English versions that you find this name of God.
我要和弟兄姐妹们所读的是达比弟兄的翻译，因为只有在达比的翻译或者是一些老的英文翻译里边，我们能够才可以看见这个神的名字。
So Isaiah 37:16, Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, who sittest between the cherubim, thou the same...Thou alone art the God of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made the heavens and the earth.
以赛亚书第37章16节，坐在二基勒伯上万军之耶和华以色列的神啊，你，这里边有一个名字，在我们中文里边没有翻译出来，是一样，唯有你是天下万国的神，你曾创造天地。
Also Psalm 102 verse 27.
诗篇102篇27节。
Here we find that name again. It says, But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end.
这里边我们又一次看见神这个名字是一样，说唯有你永远不变，你的年数没有穷尽。
And then Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
在希伯来书第13章第8节。
And we just sang this hymn, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday,Today and forever.
我们刚刚唱到这首诗歌，就是从这节经文里边出来的。耶稣基督，昨日、今日，一直到永远，是一样的。
You know, every time I sing that hymn, it's pretty emotional for me.
每次我唱到这首诗歌的时候，里边都有很多的感觉。
Because there's a personal connection with that hymn.
因为在我自己个人的经历当中，和这首诗歌有一个非常
Actually, this was one of my grandmother's favorite hymns, so my dad's mother would sing this hymn.
这是我的奶奶，就是我父亲的母亲，她非常喜欢的一首诗歌。
And it left a very strong impression in me since I was a very young child.
在我非常年幼的时候，就在我的心里边留下了非常深刻的印象。
And even in her later years, when her memory was gone,She would still be able to sing the lyrics from that hymn.
甚至在我奶奶非常年迈的时候，她的记忆力已经开始衰退，但是这首诗歌常常在她里边。
I still remember singing that hymn with her by her nursing home bed.
我还记得，在她那个，在她的床前。而是在他那个敬老院里面，我们跟他一起唱这首诗歌。
And she never forgot those lyrics, even though she had lost her memory and didn't even know who many of us were anymore. But she still remembered the lyrics to that hymn.
在他年老的时候，虽然他的记忆力衰败，有的时候甚至不认识我们其中很多人，但是这首诗歌仍然清楚的在他的记忆当中。
So that hymn always. every time I sing it, it brings back her memory.
回想起我对奶奶的记忆。
You know, brothers and sisters, I think at this point we've realized we're living in some pretty extraordinary times.
弟兄姐妹们，在这个时候，我们都认识到我们活在一个非常不平凡的日子当中。
You know, if we have any spiritual sense or compass, we're going to realize that we are living in the last days.
如果我们仍有一点属灵的感觉的话，我们就知道我们是活在这个末后的时代。
And during these days of judgment, I want us to remind ourselves that we need to focus our eyes and our hearts upon the Lord Himself.
在这个即将迎接审判的日子当中，我们目光的焦距需要放在主耶稣基督的身上。
You know, we who know the Lord ought to have a sense of the times we're living in.
我们认识主的人应该认识我们所生活这个时代。
Like the sons of Issachar that were found in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32.
就像在历代志上第一历代志十二章以撒支派所讲的一个故事。
It's only one verse. It speaks of the sons of Issachar who knew the days they were living in and understood the times and what they ought to do.
那这节经文告诉我们说，这个以撒支派他们是识时务的，他们认识当时的时代。
During this time, the nation of Israel had a new king that was anointed, and it was David who gathered the people at Hebron.
在那个时候，以色列中间出了一个新的君王，就是大卫，在希伯伦被高立。There
was this exchange of rulership, and the sons of Issachar knew that the kingdom of Saul had come to an end, and that a new kingdom, David's, had now arrived.
在那个时候，以撒支派的人，他们是识时务的。他们认识到扫罗王的时代已经结束，神已经高大卫一个新的时代开始了。
Do we similarly have a sense of the times we are living in?
我们是不是也有同样的一个感觉，知道我们所生活这个时代？
Do we sense that the current ruler is about to be cast out to make way for a new kingdom?
要知道，这个世界的王就将被赶出去，一个主耶稣基督新的。
In these days of judgment, is our focus on the Lord Himself?
在这个审判的时代，我们的目光的焦距是不是聚集在主耶稣？
Are we focused on His kingdom and His righteousness, or are we focused on the things in this world?
我们是不是还看主耶稣基督的国度，他的公义，还是看我们所生活这个世界？
You know, in these days we're living in, it's so easy to be caught up in the news cycles.
因为在这个时代当中，很多的东西，这些新的循环会抓住我们的注意力。
You know, I think I'm as guilty as the next person. These days, we are really paying attention to the news.
我们知道，像我自己也是一样，我们很多的时候关心这个时代的新闻。
You know, what have we seen in this past year, right? We've seen this global pandemic. We've seen how vaccines are now coming into the scene, and we're able to meet like this again.
我们在过去的一年当中看见了什么呢？我们看见这个全球的瘟疫也有新的疫苗出现，我们今天可以面对面的聚会。
And it does seem like we are starting to come out of this pandemic.
好像是我们已经开始从这个瘟疫疫情当中走出来了。
But what else have we seen in this past year? We've also seen a lot of injustice in our society.
那我们还看见了什么呢？我们也看见这个社会当中的不公平。
We've certainly seen a change in our leadership.
看见我们这个国家领袖的转换。
And some of us maybe are placing our hope in politicians or in our government.
很多我们中间有些人也许会把我们的希望放在这个。
But brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying this, but I think sometimes our eyesight and our focus are far too narrow and limited in scope.
弟兄姐妹们，请原谅我这样说。有的时候我们这个目光的焦距实在是非常的狭窄、短视。
You know, this is what I mentioned just now is our perspective, but what is God's perspective? How does He view all of these things in the world?
我所提到这些是我们从我们这个角度来看，那我们知不知道神从他的角度来看，他要向我们所显示的？What
is God's point of view?
神他所看的事物的角度是什么？
You know, our God who is omnipotent and who is, You know, from the beginning to the end, how does he view these things?
我们的神是一个全封的神, 从开始到永远, 祂一直掌权。
He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is all and in all.
祂是Alpha, 祂是Omega, 祂是一切又在一切之内。
And we know that he is a being that exists outside of time. So how does he view the things that are happening on this earth?
祂在时间的范畴之外, 我们要知道他怎样来看今天世界上所发生的。
And it was upon thinking of these things that I came across this very interesting name of God during my reading of Isaiah.
所以是在这样的一个思想这些事情的时候，我看见了以赛亚书神这个名字。
And this name spoke to me of how God views the things that we deem to be big or earth-shattering.
这个名字也表明了神他看这个世界的一个角度。
You know, in my lifetime, I think there have only been a few truly earth-shattering events. And one of those, of course, was 9/11. And we know that that changed our way of living, that changed how we travel, and a lot of things.
在我自己这些有生的年日当中，实际上只有几次。 是一个有震动性的事件发生，其中之一就是911，它改变了我们生活方式，改变了我们旅行的方式。
Maybe some of the older ones might remember World War II or some of the other wars that have impacted their lives.
也许我们中间年长的弟兄姐妹们记得的更多，像二次世界大战影响了人们的生活。
But certainly this global pandemic is one of those events that has really shaken our lives.
但肯定的，今天我们所经历这个疫情，全世界的疫情，它正在改变着人们的生活。But
what about God? How does He view this global pandemic?
但是神是怎样看我们今天这个世界的疫情呢？
You know, what is this name of God that I discovered when I was reading Isaiah 37?
当我读到以赛亚书第37章，看见神这个名字的时候，他向我们说什么？
Here it's in the prayer of Hezekiah. In verse 16, that we find the single word, same.
这里边我们看见是西西家的一个祷告。Here,
Hezekiah refers to God as the same.
他这里边提到这个我们所信的这位神是一样，是他的名字。And
as I mentioned, you have to read the older English versions to find this. In the newer translations, you don't find this name of God, the same.
像我刚才所提到的，必须要在这个老英文当中，中文里边也没有，我们才能看见这个名字。Here
in this verse, the same, the word same is capitalized, meaning it is a name for God, and it's a very peculiar name, right?
这里边这个一样是在英文里边是大写的，表明它是一个名字，是神一个特别的名字。
You know, here Hezekiah refers to God as the same, but David also previously referred to the Lord by this name.
这里边我们看见西西家王说神是一样，之前大卫在这诗篇里边也提到你永不改变。We
don't have to turn to it, but it's found in 2 Samuel 7:28, where David refers to God as the same. But we also see it in Psalm 102, where we just read that God is the same.
我们不需要去翻在撒母耳记7章28节的时候，也提到这个。刚才我们读到的诗篇102篇也是一样。The
first time, however, that this word is used to describe God is found in Deuteronomy chapter 32:39.
但第一次这个一样这个名字来代表神的名字是在申命记里边第32章。And
it's very interesting. The Lord actually refers to himself by this name.
这里边呢，是神自己提他的名字是这样。So
it was the Lord himself who called, you know, referred to himself as the same.
是神自己向人表明他的名字是一样。And
when I was flipping around to all these verses in my Bible, the same described in my Deuteronomy footnotes is described as the existing one. One who does not change.
在我读的我的圣经里边，特别是在《申命记》里边的这一样这个名字下边有个注解，是他讲到他
I get the sense that a lot of the meaning behind this name in Hebrew is probably lost in translation.
我猜测在希伯来文里边这个一样这个词这个名字在这个各样的翻译版本里边可能失去了很多。
And this name of God is actually used several dozen times in the Old Testament, but it's often not translated this way in our English Bibles, and probably not in the Chinese either.
在旧约里边，实际上这个名字出现过好几次，但是在我们的英文或许在中文里边都没有把它准确的意义翻译出来。
Nonetheless, this name, the same, speaks to the unchanging character of our God.
尽管如此，这个名字一样，它说到神永不改变的性情。
And even though it's found dozens of times in the Old Testament, it's only found twice in the New Testament.
虽然在是 旧约圣经里边出现过十几次，但是在新约圣经里边只出现过两次。
And both of these times are in Hebrews.
这两次都是在希伯来的书里边。
Now, the writer of Hebrews writes in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 through 12, And thou in the beginning, Lord, hast founded the earth, and the works of thy hands are the heavens. They shall perish, but thou continuest still. And they shall grow old as a garment, And as a covering shalt thou roll them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail.
这希伯来书第一章十到十二节，作者这样说：又说主啊，你起初立的地的根基，天也是你手所造的，天地都要灭灭灭，你却要长存，天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了，你要将天地卷起来。 像一件外衣，天地就都变了，唯有你永远不变，你的年数没有穷尽。And
then, of course, we read in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and to the ages to come.
我们刚才读到的希伯来书第13章8节，耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远都是一样的。So
as I thought about these verses and as I thought about this name of God, I thought to myself, you know, what an interesting name. What does the same mean to you and I?
当我来思想这些经文，我们刚才提到这些经文，当我来思想这个名字的时候，里边就有一个感觉，这个一样，这个名字对我们来说意味着什么呢？
As I already mentioned, this speaks towards a nature of God that is constant and never changing.
我提到就是这个名字讲到神永远不变，一直不改变的一个性情。He
is identical. He is the same God in Genesis as he is in Revelation.
他是一个那位不变的神，在创世纪里边，一直到启示录里边，他都是那位一位神。He
does not change, nor is he different. You know, pandemic or no pandemic, he is the same.
他不改变，他是不管是世界上发生的什么情况。 有疫情，没有疫情，我们的神仍然是一样的。
You know, when I was younger, I used to think of God in the Old Testament as being different than God in the New Testament.
在我年轻的时候，我常常以为在旧约里边所描述的神和新约里边的是不一样。
And as children, when we're reading the Bible and the stories in the Bible, maybe we get that impression.
当我们还是孩子的时候，我们读到圣经里边所记载的这样的故事，也许给我们里边有这样一个感觉。We
might feel like the God in the Old Testament is stricter and harsher, and the God in the New Testament is softer and more loving and more patient and more merciful.
我们那时候就感觉，可能在旧约里边的神是一个更严厉的神，在新约里边的神是一个更温柔、更充满着慈爱的神。As
a child, you might think that it's a different God, but this is merely our perception. He is the same God.
我们在自己年幼的心灵里边以为这是不同的神，但是这是我们自己的感觉，它是一样的。He
possesses this identical nature throughout Scripture.
在整个整本圣经里边，它是完全一样的一个性情。He
is unchanging, even as the world and the universe around us change.
他是不改变的，虽然我们生活这个世界一直在变。He
is the one thing that remains constant through all this change.
在所有这些多变的世界当中，神是唯一不改变的。And
this is also, it's hard for us to imagine, but this is because he is a being that is outside of time.
对我们来说，有的时候可能是还难以想象，但是我们的神是超过时间的范畴的。
And that's why the psalmist implies that he is neither young nor is he old, and he doesn't age.
所以这个诗篇的作者就告诉我们说，他的年日没有穷尽，永远不变。
Again, this is difficult for us to comprehend because we are stuck in this timeline.
这实在对我们来说是很难够。能够明白理解的，因为我们是生活在时间当中。
You know, we are young, and then in the blink of an eye, we are old.
我们曾经年轻，转眼之间就老了。
And I feel this more and more with each passing year that we are just getting old.
年日过去的时候，我们对我们的衰老的速度的感觉就更加明显。
And as we age, you know, we experience so much change in our lives.
当我们变老的时候，我们实在是感觉到生活里边有许多的变化。
But through it all, he remains the same.
但在这一切当中，我们的神是一样。
And that is why the psalmist writes, "But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end."
这就是为什么诗篇的作者告诉我们说，唯有你永远不改变，你的年日没有穷尽。
You know, his nature, his very being are.Such a contrast to who we are as human beings.
我们的神，他的生命里边的本质和我们这些人实在是非常的不一样。
I think of him as a rock, as a mountain, something that is solid, something that is the same, unchanging, constant.
我常常想象我们的神好像是磐石，是大山，是一个非常坚固的，永不改变的。
And in contrast, our lives, I feel like, are a roller coaster.
相比之下，我们的生命好像是一个过山车。
You know, whether we admit it or not, especially during these days of pandemic, we really see how up and down we can be.
我不管我们承认与否，特别是在这个疫情当中，我们实在是看见我们的生活是起起伏伏的。
And we are people who like to be in control of our own lives, but this pandemic has certainly revealed to us that we have no control at all.
我们作为人常常觉得愿意我们要控制我们的人生，但是这次疫情告诉我们说，很多的事情我们不能控制。
You know, when we're on a roller coaster, we have no control of our bodies.
我们好像在过山车上一样，我们没有办法控制我们的身体。
I remember when my daughters were younger, we took them to Disneyland and they got on a roller coaster.
我还记得女儿们小的时候，我们带她去迪士尼乐园坐那个过山车。
And they were terrified of roller coasters.
他们非常的惧怕。
And it's because, you know, even some of the ones that aren't too tumultuous.When you're little, your body just goes flying left and right with every turn of the track.
虽然有的呢，那些可能波动不是那么剧烈，但是当你很小的时候，你的身体就会随着摇动。
And there are actually safety bars that keep you in, right? But you're still swaying when you're that tiny.
虽然呢有一个安全的杠杆把你的身体锁在里边，但是因为小，身体还是在里边晃动。
You know, when you're a child riding a roller coaster, you have no control, and it can be really terrifying.
所以当你是一个孩子的时候去坐那个过山车，实在没有控制，所以很可怕的一个光景。
You know, this pandemic has revealed to us that we as human beings also have no control.
这个疫情也显示我们这些人类实在是我们不能够控制什么。
Our health.Our emotions, our physical and mental state, these things are all so precarious.
我们所有这些健康，我们的心理光景，这些，所有的这些都不能够控制。
In this past year, hasn't it felt like we've been on a roller coaster?
过去这一年当中，我们是不是感觉我们就是这样，好像在这个过山车上一样？
Except roller coasters are actually designed to keep you safe, even though they scare you.
这当然这个过山车是它的设计是绝对安全的，虽然你感觉是很
This world is not safe, and there are no safety bars that keep you from falling out.
但是我们今天生存这个世界当中并不安全，也没有那个安全的杠杆可以保护。
We've discovered in this past year just how fragile we are, just how temporal and fleeting we are.
所以在这过去一年当中，我们看见人是何等的软弱，我们就是像如水流去，非常快的就失去了。
You know, Brother Sun actually reminded us a couple weeks ago that God is omnipotent.
我们的孙弟兄两周之前向我们提醒，我们的神他是那位他就要 all knowing， 对，他全知的神。
He knows everything and he is sovereign, and therefore he is a God who does not react to circumstances.
我们的神因为他是全知全能的神，所以他不是被动的。
You know, we're the opposite. We often experience something we don't like and we react, and often in a knee-jerk type of fashion.
我们却是不一样。很多的时候当我们遇见不喜欢的事情，我们的只能是被动的反应，甚至是非常惊慌的反应。
Our brother reminded us that God initiates and he acts, but he never reacts. Do you see the difference?
所以我们的弟兄提醒我们，我们的神他是一个主动的神，他是一个积极的神，他从来不是被动的。
He is a God of purpose and will.
并且我们的神他是有目的的。
He has an eternal plan and purpose that was established before the foundation of the world.
他有一个永恒的计划，是在这创造世界根基之前就已经建立的。
And that is why he is the same throughout history. He does not change.
所以这就是为什么我们的神他是那一样的。他不随着时间而改变。
We see this word the same described, or used by Hezekiah here in the book of Isaiah.
所以在以赛亚书里边，我们看见西西家王用到这个词一样。
If we look at what was going on, in Isaiah chapters 36 and 37, we see why Hezekiah might have used this name to describe God.
如果我们读以赛亚书第36章37章，我们就看见这个事情的背后有一件事情正在发生，我们也知道为什么西西家王要用这个词。
We see that during this period of the kings, similar to the difficulties we face today, Hezekiah faced a great challenge.
我们知道在那个时代当中，西西家王正在面临一个非常巨大的挑战，像我们今天世界所面临的一样。
In chapter 36, we find that the king of Assyria, this Sennacherib, has declared war upon Hezekiah, and he has a mighty Assyrian army that surrounds the city of Jerusalem.
在第36章一开始的时候，我们看见亚述王拿西基利上来攻打耶路撒冷，并且呢，他是带着强大的军队要围困。
And at the time, this was the mightiest army and nation. In the world.
在那个时代当中，亚述大军是全世界最强大的军队。
And on top of that, he sends his messengers to mock Hezekiah and to mock his God.
并且这个亚述王派了他的一个先锋要来咒骂西西家王和他所信的神。
Hezekiah's world was turned upside down. You know, he was about to be conquered and his army, Judah's army, was about to be destroyed.
所以西西家他整个世界被翻转，犹大国要被掳掠。
And how does Hezekiah respond?
这个时候，这个西西家是怎样反应的呢？
Hezekiah and his servants cry out to the Lord.
他和他的臣仆们向神呼求。
And he seeks Isaiah's counsel here in chapter 37.
在第37章里边，我们看见他们来到以赛亚这边请他祷告。
And we see how Hezekiah, comes into the house of the Lord, the temple.
所以我们这边看见西西家王进到神的殿里。
And he takes his despair and his burdens and he places them before the Lord and prays.
他把他自己的绝望，他的各样的重担都放在神的面前。
And here is where we find that prayer.Where he refers to God as the same.
所以这里边我们就看见这个祷告，西西家说神是那位一样，他的名字是一样。
And we don't have time to read it, but it's found in verses 15 through 17.
我们没有时间来读，但是是在第37章15到17节。
You know, of all the names that Hezekiah could have used to describe God in this circumstance, he chooses this word, the same.
所有这些很多的其他的词，西西家王可以用来描述这位神，但在这所有之间，他用一样。
And that's what caught my attention. You know, he could have said Sovereign God, Almighty God, Loving God, Merciful God. He could have said El Shaddai, You know, he could have used a lot of phrases to describe God in this circumstance. Why did he choose the word the same?
有很多的词，西夏可以用来描述这位神，它可以说是全能的神、主权的神，还是一位慈爱的神。然而，在这所有这些词当中，他用了一样。
It's only when we see things from God's perspective that we see He is the same.
只有当我们从神的角度来看的时候，我们才能够知道他是那位一样不改变的神。
Our world is constantly changing. There are moments where our lives might seem like they're turned upside down, but God is unchanging. He is the same.
我们所生活这个世界一直在改变，有的时候好像是上下翻腾，但是神他是永远不改变的那一位。When
Hezekiah looked around at the environment around him, everything was in upheaval. There was nothing but despair and uncertainty and tribulation.
所以当西西家王看见他所生活的那个环境当中，所有的这些事情都是非常的让他惊恐害怕，他里边没有办法安宁。And
similarly today, when we look at the world around us, we also find a lot of upheaval and uncertainty and pestilence and tribulation.
所以也是一样，我们今天当我们看我们周围的环境的时候，也有很多的不确定。 有瘟疫，有各种各样的灾难。
And yet through it all, God remains the same.
然而在这一切当中，神是一样的。
You know, when Hezekiah looked within his own heart, he also found worry and anxiety and turmoil.
所以当西西家看他自己心里边的时候，他同样是非常的恐惧，非常的焦虑。
There was a lot of fear in his heart.
在他里边有很多的恐惧。
You know, similarly, today, when we look into our own hearts, do we also sense that worry and turmoil and fear?
所以一样，当我们看我们自己内心的时候，是不是我们也有这些恐惧、不确定？
When we watch this pandemic rage and as we notice that there are mutations in the virus, does that cause our heart to worry?
当我们看见这个疫情在蔓延，新的病毒株在出现的时候，我们里边会不会有？
I feel like sometimes our lives are like a tiny boat on the sea and there's a raging storm.
我有的时候感觉我们的人生就像一条在狂风巨浪中海面上的一只一叶小帆。
You know, who in this world hasn't felt that way in this past year?
在这个世界上，有人没有在这过去的一年当中没有这样的感觉吗？
And yet, brothers and sisters, through it all, God remains the same.
但是弟兄姐妹们，在这一切当中，我们的神是不改变的。
It was only when Hezekiah turned his eyes away from his environment, turned his eyes away from his own worrying heart, that he could see that God is the same.
只有当西西家王，他的目光从他自己里边的焦虑和他自己这些所有的感觉当中离开，转向神的时候，他才能够看见这位神是不变的。And
brothers and sisters, it's only when we focus our gaze on the Lord Himself that we realize He is the same.
弟兄姐妹们，只有当我们的目光的焦距聚在神的身上的时候，我们才能够看见他是那一样的。You
know, God then became His strength and His rock and His foundation.
神才能够成为他的力量，他的磐石和他可以依靠的。When
the things, when his environment changes, God remains unchanged.
当所有这些环境都改变的时候，我们的神不变。Because
he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
因为他是昨日、今日，直到永远都是一样。He
is our assurance in times of trouble.
他在我们患难的时候是我们的确据。He's
going to melt away that worry, that anxiety, and that stress we may be feeling.
他可以把我们里边这些所有的恐惧、焦虑都带走。Do
we believe this, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，我们信吗？
If we do, then the worries of the day will fade into the background, and as Paul writes in Ephesians, we will be seated with him in the heavenlies.
如果我们这样的话，所有这些生活当中的焦虑都会远离我们。We
can be taken outside of this realm of time. You know, when we're seated with Christ in the heavenlies, we are outside of this realm of time, and we're transported to another plane.
我们就会带到一个高度，是超过我们现在时间的高度一样。And we won't
have an earthly perspective, but we'll have a heavenly perspective.
我们就没有从属地的这个角度去看，我们要从属天的角度去看。And
this is going to have a great impact on our daily living.
这会在我们的每天的生活当中产生巨大的影响。We're
not going to be caught up in the events of the day or what's going on in this world.
这些世界上所发生的所有这些事件。
We're going to have this elevated perspective.
我们就会有一个高度的，从高度看的角度。
You know, if you're living and walking in a big city like Seattle or New York City where I'm living now.
如果我们生活在一些大城市，像西雅图或者是我所生活的纽约。
You know, you really get a sense of the sights and the sounds and the smells and everything that the city has.
我们就会对这个城市的大小，它的声音，它的味道都有感觉。But
that's when you're in the city.
但这是讲到我们是在这个城市当中。But
then if you get on an airplane from SeaTac and you rise up above the city.
但是如果我们坐上飞机，从飞机场起飞，飞到高空。
Then all the buildings and streets and everything seem really small, doesn't it?
所以开始我们就看见这些街道、楼房、建筑都变得非常小了。The
noise in the city is no longer there.
这世界上的这些喧哗也没有了。The
traffic isn't, which is really bad in Seattle these days. The traffic is no longer apparent.
这些交通阻塞也没有了。From
the elevated position, you see everything all at once, and everything is incredibly small.
在这个高度上，你可以看见。 一下一眼之间就可以看见所有这些，并且它都变得非常大。
Even the high rises in downtown, the bridges, the Lake Washington, Puget Sound, you see everything at once, and it's very small.
你一眼就可以揽进这个城市里边的高楼和这个 Puget Sound.
Your airplane window might only be this big, but yet you can see everything, right? Even Mount Rainier is visible along with all the sights.
飞机里面的窗口虽然是非常小，但是一眼我们就可以看见，甚至可以看见雷尼尔山。
That's how I imagine God sees this world. You know, we who are living in this world see a pandemic, and it's a huge event. It's earth-shattering. It changes our lives.
我想这就是神看这个世界的角度。我们生活在这个世界当中，疫情对我们来讲非常严峻。
But from an elevated perspective, from a heavenly perspective, things we deem as big are really small to the Lord.
但是从属天的角度，这在地上这些大事，实际上都不是特别大的事情。And
so may we be found in this seated position where we are in the heavenlies.
盼望着我们也能够被一同带到天上，从那个角度来看问题。You
know, practically, I think this means that when we know that our God is the same, we don't have to worry.
这个从实际上的生活的角度，当我们知道我们的神是一直不变的，我们就不需要再去忧虑。
You know, we are a people who like to worry, who become anxious, and you know, I'm no different.
我们是一群非常愿意容易焦虑、恐惧的人，我也是一样。In
this past year, certainly we've experienced a lot of that.
当然，在过去的一年当中，我们经历了许多这样的事情。You
know, but our Lord Jesus was an example of someone who was concerned with heavenly things and not worldly things.
我们的主耶稣基督，他就是关心天上的事，不是地上的事。You
know, there he could be on a boat in a raging storm, but remember, he was calm and he was asleep.
我们还记得，在这个狂风暴雨的湖面上，我们的主耶稣基督在船里边，他睡着了。
His disciples were panicked, but he was at rest.
他的门徒们都非常惊恐，但是主是安息的。You
know, it was a perspective that he had that kept him the same.
是这样的一个角度，看问题的角度，是我们的主，他能够。He
was the same, no matter what his environment threw at him.
他是一样的，无论是他在怎样的环境当中。He
was the same because he kept his eyes on the Father.
因为他把他的目光焦聚。 聚集在父的身上，所以他不变。
You know, there's going to be In our lives, we're always going to experience turmoil. There are going to be more disasters and pestilence and wars.
在我们的人生当中，我们一直会遇见这些所有的这些灾难，还会有更多的这些灾难和瘟疫。
The leadership in our country is going to continue to swing like a pendulum.
我们国家的这些领导人也是会一直将来一直会变来变去。
We've seen it in the past, so we're pretty sure that's what's going to continue to happen.
我们看见了过去，我们知道未来也是会一样的。
And this world is going to continue to have injustice.
这个世界也仍然会是不公平的。
Our society is going to continue to define what's true and what's not true.
我们的社会也一直在寻找真实和虚假。
But we as Christians, we as believers ought to take comfort because He is the same.
但是我们作为主耶稣基督的信徒、基督徒，我们应该里面有平安，因为他是一样的。
In the last few minutes, I want to share with you guys one final aspect of who He is that makes Him the same.
在最后这几分钟当中，我会和弟兄姐妹们分享他是谁，才能使他。
And that is the relationship between the Son and the Father that has never changed.
是一个父与子之间。
From eternity past to eternity future, there's this perfect unity and fellowship between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
从太初一直到永远，父与子之间这个关系是永恒不变的。
Our triune God is a being who cannot be disrupted.
我们三而一的神是一个不能够被改变的一个。
Even when Christ was incarnate, He still was ever before the Father's presence.
甚至当基督道成肉身的时候，他仍然与父为一。
Our Lord Jesus, on two occasions, so pleased the Father that the Father gushed. And remember, the heavens opened and this voice came out and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased."
我们还记得主耶稣基督在地上的时候有两次。 天为他打开了说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦。Every
single day of that 33 and a half years on earth, our Lord Jesus only did and spoke what He saw His Father doing and speaking.
主耶稣基督在地上33年半的每一天当中，他都看见神所说所要做的是他自己。Our
Lord Jesus was the perfect Son, and they had this perfect bond and relationship.
他是一个完美的儿子，他和父有一个完美的连接。This
was an eternal bond between the Father and the Son and the Spirit.
是父、子、圣灵永恒的连接。From
eternity past to eternity future.
从太初一直到世界的末了。And
that is the meaning of the same.
这就是一样的意义。And
that is why He is the same.
这就是为什么他是那位不改变一样的。
But brothers and sisters, remember, there is that moment in time when that perfect union was broken.
但弟兄姐妹们，我们还记得，在时间当中那一天，这个完美的结合被打破了。Remember
how our Lord Jesus went upon that cross for you and for me.
记得主耶稣基督为着你，为着我上十字架。And
remember how His Father turned His face away from His beloved Son for the first time in all of eternity.
我们还记得天父在永恒当中唯一一次掩面不看他的儿子。
Past and future.
在所有的过去和未来当中。
And when our Lord Jesus cried out in agony and despair, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上何等痛苦的呼喊，我的神，我的神。
That was probably the most earth-shattering or heaven-shattering thing that any being, God or human, could have experienced.
那可能是一次，无论是神或者人，都是惊天动地的一次事件。
His name is the same, but yet for that brief moment, He was not the same.
他的名是一样的。 但是在那一个十字架上的一瞬间，是不一样的。We
remember how the clouds darkened, and the Father hid His face.
那个黑云父掩面不看他。
The father could no longer be seen by the son.
儿子看不见他的父了。
Because of the sin of mankind, for your sin and for my sin.
是为着人类的罪，为着你的罪和我的罪。
This perfect union within the Godhead was disrupted.
这个在神格里边那个完美的结合被打破。
The pain of the cross is twofold.
在十字架上的痛苦是两面的。
Surely that physical pain and suffering must have been excruciating beyond what you or I can imagine.
的确，那个肉身的痛苦是非常难以忍受，超过我们的想象。
However, the far greater pain was the separation of the Son and the Father, which had never happened in all of eternity.
然而那个更大的痛苦是父与子的分离，是从来没有过的。
You know, we're never going to understand that pain.
我们永远也没有办法能够明白那个父与子分离的痛苦。
We will never fully understand the price that he paid.
我们永远没有办法完全明白他为我们所付上的代价是何等的沉重。
There's a song that the young people like to sing, and it goes...The nails in your hands, the nail in your feet, they tell me how much you love me. The thorns on your brow, they tell me how you bore so much shame to love me. And when the heavens pass away, all your scars will still remain, and forever they will say how much you love me.
有一首诗歌是年轻人非常愿意唱的，他讲到你手上的钉痕，你脚上的钉痕，是何等的提醒我。提醒我，你为我所受的痛苦。当时间过去，在永恒当中的时候，我也要纪念你所成就的。
Can we understand this, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，我们能够明白这个吗？
That scar will remain forever as a stain in this perfect union between within the Godhead.
在神格当中，那个完美的结合当中，永远我们看见。
You know, imagine this perfect chord, this perfect line from eternity past to eternity future.
我们可以想象一下，从起初到永远这一条完美的线。
The fellowship within the Godhead, was perfect, uninterrupted.
神格之间的这个交通是一个完美的，是没有被打断的。
Except for that brief moment in time.
是在那个时间当中那一刻
被断。When that fellowship and that union was broken.
在那个完美的结合被打断。
And in that broken line, we find the cross.
在那个打断的那条线中间，我们看见了十字架。
In that brief moment of time, we find his mercy and his love.
在那个时间当中，我们看见他的怜悯和爱。
This same God, this unchanging and constant God, actually changed in that moment of time.
这位一样的、永不改变的神，在那一刻，他改变了。
This solid rock that we sang of, this rock of ages, became cleft for you and me.
那个永久的磐石裂为我们裂开了。
What amazing love!
这是何等惊人的大爱。
You know, brothers and sisters, I hope the Spirit in all his wisdom can enlighten us to see what Paul describes as so great a salvation.
所以我们盼望着圣灵实在在我们里边提醒我们，像保罗所说的，这是何等大的救恩。
I don't even think the word great can begin to encompass the work that he performed on the cross.
我们实在是觉得这人类的词汇，甚至这个伟大这个词也没有办法能够完全来描述。
This one who is the same became changed in that moment at Calvary.
在加略的十字架上那一个时刻，这位不变的神被改变了。
But we know that today he is once again seated in the heavens.
但是我们知道今天他仍然坐在天上。
And we know that that fellowship within the Godhead has been restored.
那个神格之间的交通已经被恢复了。
Today he is our great high priest, and once again he is the same.
他是今天他是在天上为我们做大祭司，还是那位一样的。
Our lives, day by day, you know, we're undergoing constant flux, and we're always changing, but He is our solid rock.
我们的生活每一天都在不停地改变，然而它是我们一位不变的磐石。
You know, brothers and sisters, in these last days, I think that the changes in this world are only going to accelerate.
弟兄姐妹们，在这个末后的时代，这个世界的改变会加速。
I believe that this world is going to become less stable.
我们相信这个世界会变得越来越不稳定。
Within our society, within the physical world, we're going to experience shakings that will become more and more frequent.
不论是在我们的社会和我们的环境当中，会越来越多的震动。And
these shakings are going to be stronger and more fierce.
并且这些震动会越来越强，越来越频。Brothers
and sisters, does this scare you?
弟兄姐妹们，这让我们里边惧怕吗？
Does this cause you to worry?
是让我们里边感觉到忧虑吗？
Does this cause us to be anxious?
让我们觉得不确定吗？
As believers, it shouldn't.
作为基督，作为信徒，我们不应该这样。
There's always going to be times of turbulence in our lives.
在我们的人生当中，总会有各种各样的风浪。
He's going to allow our lives, which are like a boat on the sea, to be rocked.
他会允许我们的人生像在海浪上的一叶小。
We may even feel overwhelmed.
我们有的时候会感觉到无力了。
But remember, He is the Lord of the Sabbath, He is the God of rest, and He is the same.
但是我们要记得他是安息日的主，他是那位永远不变的。With
all the changes in our lives that we deem to be big, you know, how does God view these things?
当我们看见这个人生当中发生这些事情的时候，我们觉得是非常巨大的，但是神怎样看？
He is the same God, and nothing is too turbulent for Him.
他是那位一样的神。
No pandemic is going to cause Him to change or to react.
没有疫情能够使他改变，使他被动。
Because He is the same.
因为他是一样的。
And He causes us to experience this calm and peace and quietness.
是他让我们能够在这一切当中能够感觉平安和稳妥。
Even in the midst of a raging storm like this pandemic.
甚至在这个疫情的风暴当中，
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
主耶稣基督是昨日、今日、直到永远不改变的。
As the rains come down and the floods come up in our lives,
当暴风雨来临的时候，
He is our solid rock.
他是我们那个不变的磐石。
He is our immovable foundation.
是一个能够不可摇动的根基。
Our never-changing God.
是一个永不改变的神。
You know, may we gaze upon our God who is the same.
让我们的目光的焦距定睛在那位不改变的神身上。
I pray the Lord would show us mercy in these last days before His return.
我们祷告，盼望神在这个他回来这个末世的时候，向我们施怜悯。
May we be those in whom He can find a testimony.
愿在我们的身上，他可以找到他的见证。
And as this world is continuously shaking, may we find ourselves planted firmly upon our rock.
当这个世界在继续震动的时候，盼望着我们能够稳踏在磐石之上。
These are the few thoughts I had concerning this verse in Isaiah.
这就是我在这个以赛亚书里边，这节经文里边一些感觉。
And I hope that these words can be of encouragement to brothers and sisters here.
我们盼望着这些话对弟兄姐妹们能够有激励。Let's
close in a word of prayer.
我们一同有些祷告。
Lord, we thank You because You are our God who is the same.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是那位我们不改变的神。You
are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你是昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。Just
as David and Hezekiah and Paul and many throughout history have considered You their solid rock, Lord, we want to do the same.
像历史历代的圣徒大卫、西西家和保罗一样，他们认你为那位不改变，愿我们也是一样。
And because You are sovereign and You are unchanging, this gives us a firm foundation with which to walk in our daily lives.
因为你是有主权，你是不改变的，给我们一个根基，让我们可以行在其上。
Lord, we thank You for Your amazing love and for Your salvation.
我们为着你奇妙的爱，你的救赎，感谢赞美你。
We thank you because even though you were the rock of ages, you were cleft for me and for my brothers and sisters.
我们感谢你，虽然你是那位永久的磐石，却为我和我的弟兄姐妹们裂开了。
And we will always thank you for your work on Calvary.
我们永远要感谢你在加略上的工作。
Lord, we will never be able to repay you or even fully understand the pain that you suffered when you went up on that cross.
我们不能够来报答你，我们也永远没有办法能够完全明白你在十字架上所经历的。
But Lord, we can give you our worship and our praise, and we want to pour out our love before you.
但是主，我们可以把我们自己心中的感激和赞美来归给你。
Thank you for being our unchanging God.
我们感谢你，你是那位永远不变的神。
In a very tumultuous world.
在这个多变的世界当中。
We give you our worship and praise in Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们把感谢赞美来归给你。
Amen.
我们非常感谢主带领基督弟兄从纽约来到我们中间，释放这些非常美好的话语。
We're thankful to the Lord for these words.
盼望着圣灵使用这些话来激励我们。
May the Spirit encourage us with these words.
我们在报告之前要欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
Before our announcements, we want to welcome newcomers here.
我们要先定义一下什么是第一次来的。
But we should define what a newcomer is.
就是从去年这个疫情开始，虽然有的时候你可能参加我们线上的聚会，但是面对面的聚会，包括上一次来，因为没有介绍，上一次来的也是第一次来的。
We want to exclude those who have been meeting with us regularly online.
就是从疫情开始进入我们教会，虽然有参加上线上聚会的，也都是第一次来的。
So most of you are newcomers here because we haven't met in the past year.
就是第一次来的哈，我们因为不大方便，请每个人都站起来做自我介绍。第一次来的呢，我们请你们都一起站起来，我们。弟兄姐妹们有机会来欢迎你们。
If you're here for the first time, please stand and we'd like to welcome you.
就是从去年疫情之后参加进入聚会的弟兄姐妹们都可以站起来一下。
Oh, all right.
对，然后我们可以看一看那个弟兄姐妹们可以看一下，有机会能够认识他们。一会儿到外边的时候，也许会多有些交通。
And hopefully we can get to know some of these new newcomers.
好，我们欢迎你们。
Welcome.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们周间的聚会都照常。
Our weekly meetings are as usual.
仍然还是在线上。
And most of them are online.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入周二的祷告聚会和周五和周六的读经聚会。
Please join us for our Tuesday prayer meeting and our Friday Bible study.
下个主日我们的播饼聚会像今天一样，我们的时间改在十点钟开始。
Next week the breaking of bread meeting will start at 10.
无论是在线上的还是在会所的，都是十点开始。
Whether you are here in person or online,
盼望着弟兄姐妹们能够提前到。
Please arrive at 10.
线上的聚会是十点四十五结束，在会所里边的是十点五十结束。
We'll end online at 10:45 and here in person at 10:50.
下个主日有两位弟兄交通信息。
Next week, two brothers will share the message.
是李俊硕弟兄和吴坚辉弟兄。
Brother Lee and Brother Wu.
由吴静姊妹和阿嘴姊妹来翻译。
And they're translators.
是阿嘴和那个吴静来翻译。
Sister Wu and Audrey.
那要来这个星期六，周六福音聚会有一次服事聚会。
On Saturday, there will be a service meeting.
是晚上星期六晚上七月十七号七点钟开始。
It'll be Saturday at 7 p.m.
我们鼓励福音有负担的弟兄姐妹们都能够参加这个服事聚会。
Those with a burden for the gospel, please attend this meeting.
如果有什么问题的话，可以找柯英弟兄或者维刚弟兄。
If you have any questions, look for brothers Steve and William.
这个聚会的链接是在我们会所的网站上。
And this can be found on our website.
那因为我们现在在疫情当中, 所以来会所聚会的, 还是请每位弟兄姐妹们都报名。
Because we're still in the midst of a pandemic, we hope that brothers and sisters can register before they come in person.
那为着服侍的, 特别是儿童服侍的弟兄姐妹们的方便。
For the convenience of those who are ministering to the children over Zoom.
我们请弟兄姐妹们在报名一定在周五之前要报名。
Please register by Fridays.
知道这些人数之后，他们可以在服饰上有一些安排。
So that they can make arrangements based on the number of kids coming.
那弟兄，因为我们仍然是在这个疫情当中，所以请弟兄姐妹们还是要特别在聚会当中呢戴口罩，要保持这个一定的距离。
And we ask that brothers and sisters wear their masks in the meeting hall and try to maintain some distance.
还有在会所的网站上还有一些具体的祷告事项，也请弟兄姐妹们到那边去看一下。
On our website, there are additional prayer requests. Please have a look at those.
我们要提醒一下，西安特会在有两周多一点的时间就开始了。
We want to remind you that the West Coast Christian Conference begins in 2.5 weeks.
请弟兄姐妹们特别为着这个聚会祷告。
Please keep this meeting in your prayers.
为着讲员弟兄们，为着我们自己参加聚会的每位弟兄姐妹们，还有线上的各种各样的这个服事，新的服事祷告。
For the speakers and those who are attending and the various ministries, please keep all of these in your prayers.
特别是祷告，求圣灵来预备我们的心。
And we especially want to pray that the Spirit prepare our hearts.
在这个末后的时代当中，盼望着这些话实在是能够来警醒我们。
That in these last days, the word of the Lord may awaken us.
好，我们还有一些具体的报告，请弟兄姐妹们到网站上去看。
Again, all the remaining announcements, please refer to on our website.
那我们今天的聚会和报告就停在这里。
We'll end the meeting here today.
那我们还是一样啊。